This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Rach.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach and Dean podcast.
We have Bill Tolson, who has sent us a lovely CD. This CD has a song on it called The Wedding Song. And how appropriate at this time of year, during this particular vote in the mail that we have to do.
Survey?
The non-binding postal survey.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
The non-binary postal survey.
So welcome to the studio, Bill Tolson.
Welcome, Bill. Yay, Bill.
Thank you very much.
There we go. Thanks for having me. Welcome.
Thanks, Fed.
Now, I had a listen to this song, and I've got the lyrics in front of me. It's about, the chorus says, I'll be a man, you'll be a woman, and we'll be okay. You'll be a woman, I'll be a woman, and it'll be okay. You'll be a man, I'll be a man, and it'll be okay. Who's to deny anyone their feelings to celebrate and have their day? So, obviously, this is about marriage equality.
Absolutely, and it's interesting being a songwriter. Like, I haven't sat down and consciously written any songs, but I think even the lyric, the way it's written, it's just it's a flow. I mean, there's a great songwriter called Dylan, and I know you've got a Dylan that's saying here on Saturdays. I think it's one of
the Dylan on the radio. He's not a songwriter, though.
No. But there's another Dylan that is a songwriter.
As in Bob.
It's a guy called Bob, right? Uh-huh. And I read a great line one day, and he said, "You don't will it, you welcome it." So it's just been a really interesting process, that ideas, I was there in the lounge, strumming the guitar, like, you be a man, I'll be a woman.
That's the idea of a genius, visiting you.
It's I'm known sort of more for, in the small way that I am known for, like, storytelling type songs. And look, it's such a simple lyric, but it's a very effortless lyric.
Yeah.
Like, who's the right to, you know, deny anyone, et cetera, et cetera. So, look, it's a protest song too, in many ways.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I've written a few of those.
Yes. Through your time. So what spurred you at the time of writing this song? Did anything impact you? What happened? What made you write this song?
Obviously, believe in people's freedoms and people's rights. It was written, honestly, it was written just, it came out of me in a nice way. But I'm just saying,
you're in channel.
I had the, it really is. Honestly is. I've written about 50 songs in the last couple of years. I had some devastation in my personal life a couple of years back with losing some significant family, older and younger members. And it's a therapeutic process for me. But it's just a great form of expression. And I
social
wrote
commentary.
It. I obviously believe in what I'm saying, and it's such a great. It's like saying it'll be okay, as it says. And it's sort of
people are. It comes from fear. A lot of no voting comes from fear. Like, what'll happen? It's like nothing.
Yeah,
it'll be okay.
And it's just correct. And it's just, you know, it's as simple
you've got
as
nothing
that.
To worry
you'll be
about.
A man, I'll be a man. It'll be okay. You'll be a woman, I'll be a woman. It'll be so. But it's just like a nice, energetic.
Yeah. It's playing through now, and it's just it's a real catchy tune. So.
Now,
nice vibes.
Nice vibes. It's all about the vibes. Marbo, it's the vibe, right?
What?
It's expression.
Oh, have you never seen the castle? Yeah.
Expression of thoughts and feelings, and as you know, I'm literally writing probably a couple of songs a month, effortlessly. For what it's worth, I'm not, you know, they're all mixed. Different opinions and different feelings and different ideas.
So what do you think is going to spur on your next lot of songwriting? So, you know, do you like to write about political songs?
Look, I do. I just wrote a song the other day. It's up on, look, all these things are on Spotify and iTunes and some homemade videos on YouTube. But I wrote a song literally less than a week ago, and it was, again, written like a very short period of time.
Yeah.
And it was just, please don't knock those old buildings down, a song about St Kilda, which I had a big history with as a child. And it's very gentle and peaceful, but it's about different things that have changed in the area that, you know, I think the old Stoke House, for example, was better than the new Stoke House, especially when you drive from the back at Jack of Boulevard, you see this black box there.
Yeah.
So, look, I write probably a fair bit about loss and love and lots of... I've released another CD, which is called 50 Good Years Here. Mm. And there's many different songs and they're just expressions of... On Saturday, I wrote a song. My partner was sort of saying, oh, you don't write enough love songs, which I used to write a lot when I was younger. Uh-huh. and I wrote, but it's just, I think, finding that hook or line and things just enter your head, especially in creative environments where you're seeing music or these ideas just pop out.
Yeah, and what's absolutely important at the time as well, what you're going through, the social commentary at the time, it just sort of comes together. And
so Bill Tolson, singer-songwriter, how do people get a hands on a copy of The Wedding Song?
Yes.
Look, I suppose in these, I mean, there are copies, a few hundred pressed up for promotional purposes and things, but I'd really just suggest they get on and look at Bill Tolson on Spotify or iTunes or any of that digital media that they're using.
And we've got your Facebook here. So if you look up Bill Tolson, singer-songwriter on Facebook, Bill will appear. Have a listen to the song. Check it out. Give him a like. Give him a thumbs up.
And we'll do a post on the Race Jackson Dean Facebook page as well, so you can find us easily.
Really appreciate you having me in, Dean and Rachel and Jax.
Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.